You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode number 141.
ロスジャパポッドキャスト、エピソード141番をお送りします。
Welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, where we explore the bicultural and bilingual world between Japan and the USA. Join your hosts, Chieko, based in Seattle, and Yasuko, based in Tokyo, in their unique world of Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパポッドキャストへようこそ。アメリカと日本からお届けするバイリンガル形式のポッドキャスト。ホストはおなじみの2人、シアトル在住のちーちゃんと東京郊外在住のやっこ。一緒にバイリンガルかつバイカルチャーな世界をお楽しみください。
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. Today we are talking about pronouns.
はい、今日のテーマは代名詞でございます。
So, Yakko, I know that you're not a big fan of the pronoun in referencing yourself in Japanese.
はい、その通りなんです。
Okay, so let's first clarify. So, as a woman, most women would refer to themselves as 私.
そうです。
And if it's a cuter version of it, it's 私.
確かにそうですね。
Okay, so, and those labels you don't like.
そうなの。
Or those pronouns, you don't use them and you don't like them.
そう。I don't like them. I'm just not comfortable using them when I call myself in Japanese, 私. Because in English, you would say I, でしょ?
Right. Or me.
For yourself, no matter if you're a girl or a boy or whatever, すべて I じゃない?
It's gender neutral.
そう、
yeah.
gender neutral なんで、突然さ、日本語でさ、私って女の子にしか使わないやつ?を使うのがどうも昔からね、I was really uncomfortable. And so, なので、もうずっとポッドキャストでは言ってきてるけど、自分のことはやっこって呼んじゃうんだよね。
Yeah, I feel like in Japan, it's not that uncommon for particularly women to refer to themselves using their name.
そうだね。いるね、やっこだけじゃないと思う。たくさんいると思うね。
Yeah, because if you did that here, people would look at you weird, right?
そうなのよ。And it's still uncomfortable. I mean, it's uncomfortable for me, but in the workplace, I would have to use 私. If I said やっこは in a meeting,
right.
I mean, that
right,
would
right.
be totally not good.
Right. Well, so. But 私 is also used in a very formal situation by
yes,
men as well.
Exactly. Workplace だと、not just the women, but also the men would use 私. So in a workplace, it's unisex. It's not gender specific.
Uh-huh. But men get to have a lot more. They have a lot more ways to refer to themselves.
そうなのよ。
Especially like young boys would often say 僕.
そうそうそうそうそうそう。
I always think it's cute when older men refer to themselves as 僕.
確かにそう。いるからね。大人になっても、まあ子供の場合は僕っていう子供が多いけど、大人でも僕っていう人いるからね。Mm-hmm.
But I remember one of my college friends in Japan, he would say 俺. But he would occasionally accidentally say ore to like his teachers or to his you know, he was still learning Japanese, right? So I don't think he quite caught the he knew that he was that's not how he was supposed to refer to himself when he's talking to superiors, but you know, because he didn't have full mastery, I think sometimes it would slip. 間違って。
間違っちゃう。本当に今ちーちゃんが言った通り、いろんな言い方があるんだよね、自分のことを指すときに。特に男性を僕でしょ、俺でしょ。自分はとか言う人もいるからね。
はいはいはい。
まあそれは女の子も言う人はいるんだけど。
Okay.
Yeah, but there's like so many ways to say it. And so you have to basically choose which one.
Right, and just decide and
yes.
go with it.
そう。そうそうそう。だから、それがある上に、相手のことを呼ぶときも there's like tons of ways to say it.
And oh my gosh, that is so uncomfortable for me. Like, I never know how to refer to someone because I feel really uncomfortable saying あなた or お前or 君. I don't like any of those words. I feel so weird.
わかる。
Okay, so I'm not the only one.
You're definitely not the only one. I don't like those terms either. A girl would not say omae.
Right.
Yeah, generally. Right, right. Yeah. And anata wa 使うんだけど、あんまり使わないし、it's very uncomfortable for me. I don't like it. It feels weird. だから、ちーちゃんだけじゃないと。
Yeah, like I always try to use the person's name. そうなの。 Right? So it'll be like, おばさん んは、うん、or れいこちゃんは、はい、or
そうそうそうそう
佐藤さんは、right?
そうそうそうだよね。だからヤコもどうしても名前ベースになっちゃうし、だから自分のことヤコって言うでしょ。Mm-hmm. And I have a younger brother.、Mm-hmm. He has never called me お姉ちゃん。
Oh, I never called my sister お姉ちゃんでしょ。
Mm-hmm. それも普通の日本人だったら言うけど、mm-hmm. お姉ちゃんお兄ちゃんって言うけど。
That's true, yeah. Yeah.
それも言えないし。Uh-huh. It's one of those things that doesn't seem like a big deal, but it's very uncomfortable.
I agree. I agree. I think it's different.
So I have a question for you.、Mm-hmm. There's another thing that I struggle with, and that's how I call my partner or my husband.
Ah, hi, hi.
And それもまたね、I struggle with it, but I wanted to ask you how you would refer to John or how you would call him.
I always refer to him as my partner.
Ah, そうやって言うんだね。他の人と話すとき。
Right. Well, because we're not married, you know, I don't call him my husband because we're not married.
まあね、そうそうね。
Yeah. And, you know, calling him my boyfriend feels a little insignificant for what our relationship is.
そうだよね。ただのボーイフレンドって感じじゃないもんね。
Yeah, so that leaves me with partner. And I like it because it's pretty gender neutral. And
そうだよ。
That's how I refer to him. Yeah. Yeah.
それすごくやっこいいなって思ってて、また今度日本語だとさ、すごいいろんな言い方があってさ、mm-hmm. どれもなんかしっくりこないなって感じだから、
like、ご主人とか、
そうそうそうそう、主人はっていう言い方あるでしょ、
はい、
旦那はっていう言い方あるでしょ、はい、夫はとか、uh-huh. そうそうそう、uh-huh. so many ways it's weird, it feels weird,
and none of them feel comfortable for you,
none of them, どれもダメ、
oh, yeah.
だからパートナーだったらすごくいいなって思う、ね、
do they have different nuances, like 主人っていうのは it seems more formal as opposed 夫と、うんうんうん、and like how do they differ?
難しいね。主人、旦那、夫だと I don't think there is much of a difference these days.
Oh, okay.
Literally はもちろんあるけど master だったりさ the man of the house みたいなそういう意味の単語なんだけどそんなに変わんないと思うね、
mm-hmm.
もう本当にその人その人の感じだと思う、mm-hmm.Yeah.
Well, and then of course there's the, you know, how does your husband refer to you?
So,
妻とか。
So,
what does Yan, how does Yan refer to you?
うちの神さんはっていうね。
Oh.
Yeah. So there's.
That's actually more unusual, I think.
でもね、結構使う人はいるかもしれない。
Yeah, because I've definitely heard it.
Yeah. 神さんはどうのこうのでしょ。Mm-hmm. 妻はどうのこうのでしょ。奥さんはどうのこうのでしょう、mm-hmm. あと嫁、
yeah.
嫁 I'm not comfortable with.
Well, so here actually、はい、the most common terms are husband and wife if you're、mm-hmm. married, right?、Yeah. And it's a heterosexual relationship.、
はい、
But、like I had an old swim coach and he would always refer to his wife as my beautiful bride. And you know, they'd been married for like 20 years, you know, but he would still always refer to her as my beautiful bride. And I always thought that was just such a lovely, a lovely way to refer to his wife, you know?、
Yeah.Oh my gosh, that's so cute!
Yeah.
そういうの嬉しいね。
Mm-hmm.
その長いことも結婚してるのに、mm-hmm. そんな適当な呼び方じゃなくて、美しいお嫁さんみたいな感じなのかな。
Yeah. Yeah.
それを聞いて思うのは、日本でもやっぱり長いこと結婚してる、例えばちょっと老人がかった男の人が、mm-hmm. refer to their wives as wife.They use the English term, wife.
Oh, funny. Why is that?
それは、まあ、ニュアンスとしては多分同じ感じで、ちょっとね、可愛いの。
Oh, okay.
うちのワイフはとか、私のワイフはみたいな感じで言う男の人って、uh-huh. ちょっと可愛い言い方だし、
uh-huh.
and it has a respectfulness to a nuance、mm-hmm. to it. And it's、mm-hmm. also a little bit おしゃれ. So an、uh-huh. older man who is a little bit おしゃれin every way, and like in terms of how they dress and maybe what they do for a profession みたいな。
Yeah.
まあ、いろいろあるけど、そういうちょっとおしゃれな感じでワイフとか言ったりする人いて、and I think that's really cute.
Yeah.
そういうのは日本にも多少はあるね。Can I ask how your parents call each other? I don't know if I remember.
I don't know if I know.
I think for my parents, it's very typical. My mom would call my dad お父さん.
Oh, like in the household, they、yeah. would refer to each other お母さんお父さん?
家の中ではそうなんだね。
家の中ではね。Mm-hmm. But like if they're talking to their friend or a colleague, I'm、mm-hmm. sure they would say、mm-hmm. 旦那 or something. But I don't actually know what words they use. But I remember this one period where my mom was referring to my dad as Shigeyuki-san. And we'd never really heard that before. And we were like, well, why are you saying that? You know, and she's like, because she's practicing, because she would refer to her husband as Oto-san in non-family settings.
練習したんだね、お母さん。 That's so cute. But come to think of it, I think my mom also uses Hiroshi-san when we are with his relatives.
Yeah, because it would be weird if she was saying Oto-san or something.
だけど、ファミリーの relatives の間ではやっぱ主人とか旦那さんとかはちょっと it's too formal.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Thus, we use, I think, their first names.
We have funny sayings, you know, like cutesy sayings that I think a lot of people use. Like, one thing that you'll hear a lot is like, oh, my better half. So it's your other half, but it's like the better half, you know? So it's a little bit of like a humbling, jokey kind of a thing,
yes.
right?
Yes. それでも聞いたことあるね。それ、いい気持ちになるね。それ聞くとね。
Yeah. Or like,you know, if you're taking a dig at your friend, you might be like, oh, your better half is showing up here or whatever. you know, like, that's kind of the ways that, you know, we say that. But I feel like there's some folks that just use man and woman. So it's like, oh, my man, this is my man or this is my woman. Just as an introduction.
それは聞いたことない。
Or like, oh, this is my main squeeze. Right. Like you'll hear things that are cutesy like that. Too.
It main squeeze? Mm-hmm. それどういう感じなんだろう?
Because you would squeeze them.
ぎゅってやってんだね。
Yeah, like because they're your squeeze.
あー、それもかわいいね。
So it's definitely a cutesy saying. And then there's kind of more not so nice sayings like, oh, this is my old lady.
あ、そういうのもあるんだ。
Yeah, so people will say, oh, my old lady does this or whatever.
うわー、それ嫌だね。
Yeah, like I'm like, I don't like that at all.
ばあさんはみたいな感じだよね。
Yeah. Or my SO. Well, SO is pretty neutral. It stands for significant other. This is my significant other.
Significant other は聞いたことあるけど、SO っていう形では聞いたことない。
Yeah. Sometimes you'll hear that.
だ日本の場合はさ、まあシャイな文化だからなんだろうけど、あんまりそうやって respectful な感じで言う言い方がない気がするんだよね。
Right. Well, because that would be weird.
Yes,
yes. Japanese culture.
そうね。うちと外の話でよくしたけど。
So it has to be like neutral?
そう。じゃあ、ちーちゃんがジョンを呼ぶときはなんて言う?
I call him baby. Like, hey, baby.
あ、でもやっぱそうなんだね。Mm-hmm. それもすごくアメリカっぽいなって思う。今の人がどういう風に呼んでる、まあベイブとかもよく聞くし、昔だったらハニーとかそういうなんか可愛い甘いお菓子でカップケーク、なんかそういうの聞いたことあるような気がするんだけど、そういうのも日本にはないもんね。
Yeah.
だから困っちゃうんだ。I call Yan by his name. So.
But you have a cute nickname for him.
Yes, I change it up a lot, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Nickname で呼ぶね。
Yeah, because you don't call him by his full formal first name.
あ、それはしないね。It's too long. So I shorten it up. 今はヤンチョさんだけど、I used to call him Yan. But it sometimes gets too boring, and so I kind of change it up a little. Or sometimes, まあヤンっていう人はいなかったけど、ヤンチョさんはいるんだよね。
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so,
oh, I've never heard that before.
そうでしょ。ヤンチョさんだったらさ、こう被ることはないだろうと思ってたら、実は私ヤンチョさんって呼ばれてたんですみたいなことがあって。で、
Interesting.
そうそうそう、だからね、ニックネームをいろいろ作らなきゃいけないんでね。
Yeah.
Hey, what does John call you?
I think we refer to each other as babe.
あ、どっちもそうなんだね。
Yeah, I think it goes both ways.
あー、やっぱりね。それはそれでできないんだよね。恥ずかしくて。まさにギャップの中だよね。ちょっと、さすがにね、それはちょっと恥ずかしくて。
The one that's been more popular more recently is Boo. My Boo.
My
Boo.
Boo?
My Boo.
何それかわいいの。え、最近の人たちが使う表現ってこと?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a younger term or a younger vocabulary. But yeah, so you might use my Boo as like, oh, my boyfriend.
やっこの感覚だと Boo って、あの、like when you're booing someone?
Well, yeah. And then I also think like, you know, in Japan, boo ってさ、豚って
言うんだよ、ブーって。そうだ。 だよ、豚だよ完全に、ブーは、うん、ブーブーだもん、うん、あなるほどね、最近のじゃあ若者はマイブーかとか言った
マイブー、いやcute.
かわいいね。
Well, what does, how does Yam refer to you? Does he call you Yakko?
He calls me Yachan.
Ah, Yachan. Ah, かわいいね。 That's cute.
Yeah, yeah. It's cute, but it's such a popular nickname、
sure.
for people who have first names that starts with Ya.
Right.
And he's a Yasuharu. I'm a Yasuko.、Mm-hmm. And there's、mm-hmm. so many Yasunantoka.
Right,
right. And so like everyone, like sometimes when we gather up for a relative gathering, everyone's calling each other Yachan. It's just、oh, so、yeah. confusing.
Yeah, because I have an uncle, Yachan.
でしょ、必ずどっかにはやっちゃんいるよ。
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like in Japanese、yeah. nicknames, it's often the first letter of your first name with the chan, right? Like,、yeah. it's like mine was Chi-chan、yeah. and, you know, Masako's was Ma-chan. And...
There's just so many Chi-chans and Ma-chans and Ya-chans and、mm. yeah.
Well, we'd love to hear from you in terms of your pronouns that you use,、mm. as well as like, what do you call your significant other, your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your main squeeze?
いいね、そのメインスクイーズ。
Yeah, let us know on Instagram or Facebook.
はい、今日は代名詞というテーマで、まあ、自分のパートナーだったり、配偶者、兄弟、誰かを呼ぶ時の呼び名ですね、どういう風に呼ぶかっていう話をしてきましたけれども、まあ、今日出てこなかった呼び方もあるかと思いますので、ぜひ Facebook やインスタでもシェアしていただけると嬉しいです。
Well, thank you guys. We appreciate you tuning in with us for another episode, and we will talk to you all next week.
はい、今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。それではまた来週。
バイバイ。Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and don't forget to subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we greatly appreciate your raving review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you have a topic you'd like us to cover or a question, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか?面白いと感じていただけたら、ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方は星をつけていただいたり、レビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねを押して応援をお願いいたします。取り上げてほしいテーマやご質問などありましたら、ぜひぜひお便りください。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。